Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Butera and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Mackanin reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Norwood moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Tigers, 2. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brookins. Norwood scores. Mackanin moves to third. Butera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mackinnon scores. Butera moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Tigers, 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hebner, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Butera for a passed ball. Hebner moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Jim Lentine pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Lentine moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Mike Kinnunen now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lentine now playing center field. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sofield strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood, who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kinnunen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lentine. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.